You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2865 Brighton Street, 34953. You can give me a call at 561-718-2361. Our Sunday school, we have a new hour for our Sunday school. Our Sunday school will start at 11 o'clock. Our morning service will start at 12. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're looking for a good home, if you're looking for hearing the true word of God, this is the place to be. First Church Fivefold Fellowship, Port St. Lucie, Florida. The name of this program is The True Word. It's the true word of God, and we are here to speak nothing but the word, the whole word, and the true word of God. And we're getting ready to do our motto. Here we go. You ready? This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I know when I say that, I know my enemy gets all mad and upset with me, because I know no matter what he do or what he say, he cannot, he shall not, and he will not take my joy. Because this is the joy that the Lord has gave, and not the world. And what the Lord has given me, it belongs to me. And there ain't nothing that they can do about it. I am so glad that Jesus Christ is my Savior. Ha ha. I'm so glad that he saved me. I'm glad that my salvation does not depend upon you or any man that's in this world. But my salvation depends upon the blood sharing of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of the true and living God. I thank God that he died for my sin. I don't know about you, but I make this thing personal. I take this personal. Yes, Jesus Christ is my Savior. I invited him into my heart. And there was a wonderful thing that I did, that my life has been changed. Come visit us tomorrow morning. And if you need a ride, give me a call at 561-718-2361. You can send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we use the number 1212. If you need a prayer request, if you're going through, need some deliverance, or if you're sick, let us pray. Let us pray and come in agreement of what God has done for you. And we will continue with our lesson that we started last week, spiritual warfare. There are forces that we are dealing with that we cannot see. There are things that are coming against us that we cannot see. There are forces that are causing us and acting us and giving us the desires that's going contrary to the word of God. So last week we talked about spiritual battle. Every morning that you get up, don't you know that you are in this spiritual battle? It's spiritual warfare. We have to be ready and we have to be prepared to do spiritual warfare, because we know that Satan is the prince of this world and he controls the things in this world. So every morning that I get up, I know that I'm ready. God put me on the front line. I am a soldier in the army. And as a soldier, I have to be prepared in order to go into war. I have to know how to use my shield, how to use my sword, my helmet, and my breastplate, how to put on my shoes, and how to dress myself so that when I go into battle, I won't get wounded. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody to let you know that when you woke up this morning, you are in spiritual warfare. There are some forces that you cannot see. You cannot grab hold to. You cannot tackle. But yet and still, we fight every day. Things come against us and will make us want to go contrary to the word of God. And we have to discern when our enemy is trying to use our family and friends and loved ones to cause us to lose and fall out the grace of God. So now we did spiritual warfare. I want to do another part of spiritual warfare. and we are in what we call a worldly battle. And the dictionary defined the word world as the earth, the globe, and the world is a common name for the human society, a civilization, or the planet earth, and all life that lives upon it. The world is where the peoples dwell. So the pattern of this world is how the peoples collectively choose how to live on earth. You, as a believer, and if you're not a believer, we're hoping that this word would change you and you would give your life to Christ and become a follower of Jesus Christ. And we are told by Romans 12 and 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We are not to conform to the norms of how others live. And I was watching the Republican convention and had this one homosexual. He got up and said he was proud. He may be proud now, but on the end, when you stand before Jesus Christ, you may be a sinner. You may be proud of what you're doing. You may say, I hate the Lord. I don't want Jesus Christ in my life. Or I don't want to go to church. You may be proud now. But like they say, at the end of the day, when you stand before the judgment of Jesus Christ, you must answer to what you'll say. And we as believers should not be conformed. We should not be do as the norm or how the world try to teach us to live and how we should accept things because the world say it. And we may be of this world, but we are not part of this world. And we are not to be to live any kind of life, but we must live a life that is pleasing to God. We must be able to do what God has called us to do and how we should live our lives and how we should treat one another and how we should love one another and show our neighborly love, because you are not my neighbor next door. That still does not make you my neighbor. A neighbor is when you help somebody. A neighbor when somebody is in need, that is your neighbor. We should show our godly love. We should be able to let somebody know that we are a follower of Jesus Christ. And John chapter 17 and verses 14 and 16 says, I have given them thy word, and thy word, and the world had hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shalt take them out of the world, but thou shalt keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And Jesus is telling us that he is not of this world. And Jesus said, I have given them the Father's word, and the world hates you because you are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. I do not pray that the Father should take you out of the world, but the Father should keep you from the evil one. You are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. So you are called to live in the world, but need be not part of the world. And we need to understand what the Lord desire for you. And the question is, in John 17, Jesus gave us a clear message through his prayer to the Father about the seriousness of your life in this world. And John 17, it starts with verse number 1. It says, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he shall give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, has glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I have with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto men, which thou hast given me out of the world. they were yours, and you given them to me, and they have kept your words, now have known that all things which have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and they have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. For they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those you have given me, I have kept. None of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you. These things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in them. I have given them your word, and the world had hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also send them into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they are also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but for also for those who will believe in me through their words, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and glory will give me have I given them, that they may be one just as we are, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, that they may behold by my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known you, but I have known you. These have known that you sent me. I have declared them your name and will declare it, that the love which you have loved me may be in me and I am them. Now, what does verse 14 says about the world and you? What does Jesus ask on your behalf in verse 15? What is the main point of the prayer for you? In your own words, how you describe the Christian place in this world. And we should know that in verse 14, it says that I have given them thy word, and the world hate them. Yes, the world hates you just because you are a follower of Jesus Christ. And just because you said that you love Christ, the world do not want to receive you as that. And Jesus asks on your behalf in verse 15, and that you should not be taken out of the world, but yet you should be kept from the evil one, that you should be saved, and that you should be sanctified, and that you should be hidden from the tactics and the devices of what Satan have done or will do or try to do to you. And the main point of Jesus' prayer is that we all have been in the world, but not of this world. And we know that we have been introduced to the Father by Jesus Christ. And after reading John 17, it become clear that you are in the world, but you're not of the world. And you're going to have confliction. And these conflictions are spiritual warfare. Why? Because the physical manifestation of the world, such as trees and ocean, and as the skies, are not the problem. It is forces that we cannot control. It is forces that control this world, that have a conflict with God. And we know that Satan have a hatred for God, and we know that Satan cannot touch God. So the best thing that he can do is to test and get hold or try to destroy what God loved the most, and that is us, the human race. So now Satan knows that he cannot do nothing to God, but yet he knows that he can harm us. If he knows that he can come against us, if he knows that he can bring conflict, he can bring misery, he can bring suffering, and that then he knows that he thinks that he can get even with God by hurting us. So this is why we are in spiritual warfare. This is why we go through what we go through. And we need to know how, and we need to discern when we are going to spiritual warfare. There's somebody right now maybe going through some warfare. There's somebody now maybe suffering through some trials and tribulation and may not understand why you are going through it. You may not understand why they hate you because you said that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. They may not love you because you have turned your back against the wicked ways that you used to be. Now you want to walk righteous and holy before Jesus Christ. And they may not understand why you don't want to go to the club no more. You don't want to do the things that you used to do. They may not understand why now you want to serve Jesus Christ. They don't understand now why you want to go and give your life to Christ and go to church. And they may not understand why you want to be sanctified and justified in the blood of the Lamb. They may not understand why you want to go and give God the glory and you just want to praise God all the time. They may not understand why you want to change your life. All they know is what you used to do. And now they want to come and they want to talk about you. And they want to say things about you. They want to talk about you are not saved. You just pretending. And it's not going to last long. You just going for a little while. We are waiting for you to come back. And these are the things that we go through. These are the conflicts that we have. These are the situations that we are up against. And we have our own family members who may not understand why we made a change in our life. They may not understand why we want to give and we don't want to live that life no more. They may not understand why you are so sick and tired of going through the same thing. They may not understand why you just want to live right and be right and be holy and treat everybody with love and give folk for what they have done to you. They may not understand how why you have made that change. Because they don't understand that you was in a spiritual warfare. They may not understand that the conflict that you was going through, that the battle that you was battling with. And you may not understand that the situation that you was in, that you got sick and tired of being in that same situation. I may be speaking to someone right now who may be going through a spiritual warfare, who may be in a spiritual battle. But I'm here to tell you right now, if you give your life to Christ, if you surrender over to Jesus Christ, and now you have the power to overcome those things that you are going through. And we know that there are always going to be problems just because you say you love Jesus Christ and just because you say that you want to give your life to Christ. And we must understand that you are a child of God. As being a child of God, you got to act like a child of God. You must know that you have the power and you have the authority that Jesus Christ has given you to overcome all those things that you are going up against. And we must know that we are in a spiritual warfare, that we are in a conflict each and every day that you stand up, each and every day that you get out your bed, each and every day that you open up your eyes, and the moment that your feet hit the floor, you are in the spiritual warfare. And we must know that the enemy is there to try to steal, kill, and destroy. And he don't want you to leave his family. So what he's going to try to do is do whatever he can to try to get you back into his family. He's going to try to discourage you and try to cause you to not believe in what the word of God says. He will bring every try to trick, and he will try to deceive you out of the very word that you have heard. He will try to take everything away from you so that you can turn your back against God. He will bring misery in your life so that you can start hating God. He will bring sickness upon you so now you think that the Lord is not hearing your prayers. Whatever he can do, that's what he will try to do. And we know that in the prayers of John, Jesus expressed his heart, as we know that the battle that you would face in this world, The world hates you, and the world hates you because you are following Jesus Christ. You are not called to be of this world or worldly, but you are sent into world to be a witness of Jesus Christ. You must be able to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. You must be able to witness and give a testimony about Jesus Christ. You should be able to tell somebody of what you went through and how you went through and how you overcome and how you was able to withstand the enemy's fiery darts. And you should be able to tell someone that it was Jesus Christ that paid the price for you. It was Jesus Christ that died on the cross. It was Jesus Christ that was able to do what was needed to be done. Yes, we are all in this spiritual battle. We are all going through. You are called not to be of this world, but you are sent. We should be able to witness. We should be able to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, my God. There is a miracle calling, and it takes a miracle of the Holy Ghost that living in you to fulfill it. It also takes training to discern between the ways of God and the ways of the world. But you are born in this world, and you naturally think according to it. But you had to be transformed into the understanding of God's ways. And Romans 12 tells us that God's ways are not natural to you. And you constantly need to crucify your natural desire to receive that all God has for you. And God's gifts are for a greater, and they are filled with love, joy, and peace. That's what the world will offer. The world promise instant satisfaction and pleasure and fulfill the desires of your flesh and temporary offer you, but you must be constantly on the guard. Jesus understood the temptation of the world. He knew that Satan would use every kind of trick to lure you and lure your heart away from God. Jesus also knew how difficult it would be for you to believe in him, but do not remain faithful due to the chaos of the world. And Mark chapter 4 and verse 14 give us what is being sown in the word. And briefly, we need to understand that when the word is sown and the word is heard, then Satan comes immediately and try to take the word away from you. And that will be sowed into your heart. And the worries of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of flesh enter into you and try to choke the word out of you, and you become faithful. And every time you hear the word and every time the truth comes to you, Satan, he is on his job, and he want to come and try to take everything away from you. He don't want you to understand, and he don't want you to know the word of God, and he don't want you to receive the truth. And one thing that I know, but once you receive the truth and once your eyes is open and once you come out of the darkness into the marvelous light and once the truth has been revealed to you, now you understand that all this time that you was in the dark and all this time you have been deceived. And these are some of the things that we go through in the spiritual battle. And he always want to come and try to deceive you. If one thing that Satan does, he don't want you to know the truth. He don't want you to understand the truth. He don't want you to hear the word of God. So what he'll try to bring distraction. He'll try to bring things in that keep you from hearing the word. And one thing that I do know, he don't care about you coming to church. He don't care about you praying. But the minute that you say that you want to live and that you want to live right for God and that you want to live and accept Jesus Christ into your heart, and that's when the trouble come in, and that's when the spiritual warfare come in. Maybe right now somebody may be on the verge of really want to live right for God. And maybe somebody that's want to just come in and just give and be a surrender unto Jesus Christ. But seem like every time you try to come, seem like something would come in. Seem like some distraction would come in. Seem like something would try to keep you from going and doing and fulfilling what you have said that you would do. And we need to understand that that whenever the word is being sown and Satan is already hanging around the word and to make sure that you don't receive the word. Yes, we understand that the spiritual warfare is a battle, that when you decide that you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the enemy will attack you from all angles, and he will try to take away your hope, and he'll try to not let you fulfill what God has given you. He will use every circumstance. He will use every event. He will use people and things even to put doubt into your mind, to steal your heart back to him. And the seed that are sown in your heart, it will not take root whatsoever. That is a good ground. But what we need to understand is that when you fully surrender unto the Lord, and when the word is sown into your life, then Satan cannot come and snatch the word from you. And once you are being made aware of what the world is trying to influence and how they are in contrary to God's ways, that you must learn how to operate in the world as a true follower of Jesus Christ. It is one thing to claim that you don't know, but once the truth is revealed to you, then you are responsible to obey how the Lord has directed you. And we know that we're going to have war and we're going to be able to go through. So we should not let the world try to dictate on how we should live. We should not let the world dictate on how we should follow Jesus Christ. But if you love the Lord and you say that you're going to give your life to Christ, let me tell you, let me explain to you, the spiritual warfare is coming. So we must be ready. We must be ready. We must be ready. We must be ready to do what God has called us to do. Yes, spiritual warfare. And that is the worldly spiritual warfare. And we will conclude our spiritual warfare next week with the spiritual warfare that's the battle within you. This is Apostle Brandon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker, and all the family members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We are located at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 561-718-2361. Our email address is firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we are getting ready to close our program, and we'll be back next week. So here we go. This is our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. And may the Lord bless you and give you the strength so that you are able to go through your spiritual battle. I hope this word encouraged somebody today that there is a spiritual warfare, and you must be ready, and you must be able to discern what you are going through. Do not let the enemy come in and steal the word of God. Take away what God has given you. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.